Completed prison sentences are little deterrent to many former inmates who instead are repeatedly caught up in the criminal justice system. There are, though, encouraging results coming from a pilot disciplinary program at two community correction centers in Pennsylvania. Let's take a closer look with Brett Buckland, Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Director of Research and Planning. Mr. Buckland, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Sure.
The program is called the Hawaii Opportunity Probation Experiment, or HOPE. How does it work?
HOPE was a program that was started amongst probationers in Hawaii and has expanded to at least 17 other states around the country, whether that's in prison or probation or parole. And again, it's really a modality of doing discipline, building on what we've learned from the original Hawaii HOPE pilot and from the research, which says that it's not the severity of sanctions that deters bad behavior. Rather, it's the consistency, it's the swiftness, and the certainty of the sanction that deters behavior, very similar to a parenting model.
So how are those facets, swiftness and consistency, enforced?
First of all, communicating the rules up front and clearly. Everyone in this SIP HOPE pilot was communicated the 9 forbidden behaviors, is what we called them, 9 behaviors that we would absolutely not tolerate in the program, all of them around substance abusing. So relapsing, not showing up to a treatment program for their substance abuse, there was 9 specific behaviors, and we outlined those behaviors up front and reinforced them. And then secondly, we randomly drug tested participants in the program every week, and every single violation was met with an immediate sanction. And the sanctions weren't severe to start out with. They were a night or two in prison or jail, but graduated if the behavior continued.
What are these preliminary study results?
So we have found, in working with Drexel University, they partnered with us on the evaluation of this program, we found a 13% reduction in rearrest rates for those who have gone through that. We've seen a reduction of about 4 percentage points for drug offenders. We've also seen a reduction for property offenders and other types of crimes as well. We're deterring bad behavior, we're leading to fewer rearrests, and so we're having to use prison even less to return them back for reoffending.
Given the success of this pilot program, how will it next be expanded?
We started out the pilot program in 2 sites, one in the west out in Pittsburgh, the other was in Lackawanna County, and we're currently planning to expand, starting in the west and moving east, and the hope is to expand it to all of our community correction sites around the state. We're going to kind of do that incrementally and start with the western counties and work eastward.
So, Mr. Buckland, in your capacity evaluating these types of programs, how relatively enthused or otherwise are you about this specific one?
I'm extremely enthusiastic about this. This was actually my baby early on. I read about the results in the original Hawaii HOPE program, and was very excited about the results that I saw there. And not only are we trying this in the SIP program, but we're also trying this in our prisons now for infractions in prison, assaults or misconducts that happen within the prison. Typically, inmates who receive those will go to solitary confinement for a punishment. And we're using this to really tidy up the sanctioning process inside of our prisons for a general population of inmates as well. And we'll have reports on that to come as we evaluate that. So I'm really enthusiastic about it and would love to see this also expanded to probation and parole supervision around the state.
Mr. Buckland, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Sure.
Brett Buckland, Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Director of Research and Planning.